Welcome back. You're listening to Catholic Mornings right here from the Walking on Water Radio Studios in beautiful downtown Conneaut, Ohio, on the shores of beautiful Lake Erie. And joining me in the studio right now is my co-host and better half, Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everyone.
You look nice today.
Oh, thank you.
I shocked you with that one, didn't I?
Yeah. What a surprise. Must be something in that coffee.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you put something in my coffee. Anyhow, on the phone with us right now, I'm not sure if you've heard about this yet, but it's called The Faithful Traveler, and you can go to www.thefaithfultraveler.com, and it's a fun new travel show with a Catholic focus. And on the phone was Diana Von Glahn, and Diana has been including shrines, churches, and places of pilgrimage in her travel itineraries for as long as she can remember. As a lifelong Catholic, she has always loved the feeling of home that each Catholic location brings, no matter where it is. Through The Faithful Traveler, she hopes to share her love of these amazing sites with others and help them learn about the wonders of the Catholic Church and tradition. She researches, writes, and performs in each show, and she helps her husband David edit the show as well and choose music for each episode. So on the phone with us right now is Diana. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And Michelle's with us.
Good morning.
Hi,
Diana.
Michelle.
Hi.
I'm having a hard time reading this morning. Maybe it's time for
You're
glasses.
Doing fine. You're doing fine. You're just reading a lot.
Yes, I'm reading a lot today.
Yeah.
I went on your website this morning, and you know, you got a great thing going there. And now the program you're putting together is more of a video podcast, correct?
It's actually a DVD that's going to be for sale. So we've got previews of the show online, and we're going to hope to get the actual show up on iTunes sometime soon.
Okay.
But it's basically like any travel show that you can watch on television and buy the DVD.
What's neat about that is you kind of remind me of Michael Voris from St. Michael's Media, because he's trying to get out there the same way you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the pilgrimage, but mm-hmm. the Defending the Faith series. And it's good to see that Catholics are, you know, evangelizing in such great new ways. And these DVDs are a great way to do it as well, because we, you know, we sell them here at St. Michael's Bookstore.
Diana, could you tell our listening audience what exactly is the Faithful Traveler program?
Well, we're a DVD travel show. And so basically, like any travel series on the Travel Channel or on PBS, we happen to explore shrines and places of pilgrimage around the United States. So the goal is to get people to visit these locations and actually to learn about them when they make their travels or before they make their travels. And that way they can not only explore the amazing art and architecture and beauty and serenity of these locations, but, you know, learn about their faith while they're doing it.
What inspired you to do this?
Well, like Gary said, you know, I've been doing this my whole life, and mm-hmm. I know there are many Catholics and non-Catholics, actually, who mm-hmm. who visit shrines and places of pilgrimage just right. as they make their way around the country and the world. I grew up in San Diego, California, where, you know, in California we have the missions, so I mm-hmm. kind of grew up with this tourist/religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went to college and graduate school and just out in the world, I found myself in different cities and countries. And every time I always gravitated towards, you know, a church or a shrine mm-hmm. and just found myself in these places, because even though the city might have been foreign, the church never was. It was always
right.
home.
Yes.
And as I made my way, I started discovering that there are really a lot of these places. In fact, here in Philadelphia, there are 5 national mm-hmm. shrines, and a lot of Philadelphians don't even know that they exist. So
mm-hmm.
I thought, well, you know, why not introduce them to them?
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's excellent. You know, on your website as well, you have that interactive map. And some of our favorite places to go, like our Lady of Lourdes Grotto in Euclid, Ohio, is on there as well. And, Have you been there?
No, I haven't. My sister actually lives in Ohio,
uh-huh.
But I haven't been able to explore a lot of the shrines there, but it's not too far away, so we hopefully plan on making our way out that way. But yeah, the map is really cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, and definitely, I mean, I encourage your listeners to go on there and to see what's on there, and if there's something that they know about that we don't have, to mm-hmm. let us know. It's very
yeah.
easy to email us through the website and just say, hey, you know, there's this really amazing church or, mm-hmm. or monastery or seminary that we don't have, and let us know. We love adding places to the map.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's definitely for people if they're looking for something to do this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to go on there and I'm on your website now, mm-hmm. and I'm looking for locations. I guess would be it. And then there's the and then there's the interactive map. Yeah, we border on Pennsylvania and Ohio. We're right on the border,
mm-hmm.
up by Lake mm-hmm. Erie. And boy, there's Our Lady. Boy, there's some of these I've never even heard of, and they're in our backyard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something for us to do this summer.
That's the cool thing.
Yes.
Yes, especially now that, you know, travel has become so ridiculously expensive.
Right.
And I think that people generally, when they think of visiting shrines, they always think of going to Europe, you know. And,
right.
and there are some really amazing places just here in our country and sometimes even in your own backyard.
Right, that's
and
true.
And we've got here in Philadelphia, which is actually what our first DVD is, Exploring the Miraculous Metal Shrine. And, you know, you can go to Paris and,
uh-huh.
and visit the actual shrine where Mary appeared to St. Catherine Laboure,
right.
or you can go to Philadelphia and visit
right.
something very similar, you know.
Sure.
So it's a great way to encourage people that, you know, you don't have to travel away, you don't have to go very far to go someplace that is really quite amazing.
That's very true.
What is that? Lavaca? Shrine of Our Lady of, I can't pronounce that, I can't even see it. But it's right there in Bedford. I mean, there's like shrines all over the area that I didn't even know were out there. There's one right here in Burton. So yeah, people.
Well, you have to go check them out and let me know if they're really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
TheFaithfulTraveler.com. I highly recommend going on here because, I think I found something to do this summer.
Mm-hmm. One shrine that we're very, very familiar with is Our Lady of Lourdes. And that's in Euclid, Ohio. And it's funny how you say you don't even realize they're in your own backyard. Well, Gary and I were born and raised and pretty much raised in Menor. And we raised our family in Menor. But we didn't even know it existed. And it's just ironic, isn't it? My brother started going. I don't even know how he found out. And he brought us there one time, and we just got hooked, you know? What it is it's like a replica of the original Lourdes, France, with the grotto.
Right.
It also has the Stations of the Cross and just some beautiful donated artwork to the
yeah.
shrine. And it's it is, and they have pilgrimages. I mean, they bring
yeah.
students out and children from Catholic schools and all kinds of people from, you know, out of state. And it's just so wonderful to know that that's so close to us. And it's just it resembles like the Hill of Calvary, you know, where Jesus mm-hmm. carried his cross, you know, up the Hill of Calvary. And it's just remarkable. I can't even believe it's right there. And
yeah.
you know, we lived in Menor, so it was like 20 minutes away there.
Yeah.
So,
and what's neat about those places as well
mm-hmm.
is that when you go there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, me personally, mm-hmm. how it strengthened my faith. I mean, more
oh, me
so
too.
Than
right.
that was probably the turnaround point going to that shrine.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. what you're doing by bringing these to the attention of the
it
people,
did.
I mean, you're going to help a lot of people get back to the church with this.
Definitely. We went during Lent, and it really did strengthen
yeah.
our faith.
Well, we definitely, you know, I mean, the church and Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict is, they're all encouraging
mm-hmm.
us to do our little bit of evangelization and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a horrible apologist.
I'm
not good at arguing anything.
I know, I'm the same
but
way.
What I am good at doing mm-hmm. is telling stories and
mm-hmm.
sharing things that I love. You know, I grew up with my mother telling my sisters and I stories of the saints all through our lives.
Oh,
and
that is
so
wonderful.
You know, this is kind mm-hmm. of what we're trying to do is we figure that, you know, we'll introduce these places to people and show them how really amazing they are. And once they get there, God can do the rest.
That's right. That's,
that's
right.
That's right. Yeah. That's remarkable.
It's
great,
how
ministry you're doing.
How you're taking your talents
mm-hmm.
and using them the right way. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's like our little, you know, like the story in the Bible about
mm-hmm.
the talents. And, you know,
I'm
doing what I can with what God has given me.
Right.
And, you know, and fortunately, it happens to be a very fun.
It sounds like fun.
Enterprise.
Yes.
And, you know, very enjoyable. And that's one of the things that, you know, I really want to show as well is that, you know, being Catholic isn't always like such a dour and, you know, so like
that's
overly
true.
Devotional experience. I mean,
right.
it is a joyous thing.
It
and
is.
These places, they really raise our minds and our hearts to heaven in a very visual way. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the old days, when people couldn't read, that was how they taught the Bible and the faith to them, was through the art in these locations. And you can still go to these places and see, you know, see stained glass windows or statues or you know, paintings or Stations of the Cross that really kind of show you what our church and what our faith is all about.
That's awesome. We just had a little vibration here. We're kind of wondering if there was an earthquake or something.
Yeah.
So bear with us. If we disappear, you'll know why. We'll be out in Lake Erie.
Yeah, you're in Ohio.
And we're back, I think. I think we're back. This could be a figment of my imagination here. But on the phone with us right now is Diana Von Glahn from thefaithfultraveler.com. Welcome back, Diana.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. I don't
know. Wow, the earth literally shook.
You shook the earth, Diana.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure we'll read about it later, whatever it was.
Oh, boy. Or
perhaps God was nodding in agreement a little too vehemently.
There you go. That's
okay.
The question I asked before we were so rudely interrupted was, who was called the Pope of the Eucharist?
Oh, well, oh my gosh.
Come on. It's on your website.
I believe that was Pope St. Pius X,
okay.
Who actually, he was the one who really championed daily communion, and he wrote a catechism. In fact, we discovered this when we went to the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., where they have these many amazing little shrines to Mary and to various saints and popes. And there they have this beautiful art podium that shows all of the things that the Pope did. He did a lot about for things that the priests do and some really amazing things.
Go ahead, Shel. Your turn.
Oh, okay, I have one for you. Who designed the miraculous medal?
Well, that's an easy one.
Mary.
The Virgin Mary actually designed it, which is really, I mean, something that I think a lot of people don't realize.
I know.
They might have these medals that people give them for, you know, communion or confirmation. And, you know, this is a medal that, you know, forget Versace or, you know, some designer. It's like this one was designed in heaven.
Right.
And given to a saint and told to go and make it happen.
That's
wonderful.
Awesome. You know what? You should have a whole page of these. This is kind of neat.
It is interesting.
In what city can you find life-size Stations of the Cross?
Well, clearly in many cities. I mean, you guys have one there.
We
but
have
the one,
one right
that
here.
I was referring to is one in Washington, D.C., where it's actually very close to the Basilica, and you can go and visit these Stations of the Cross, and they're really amazing.
That's awesome. You should definitely put up a full page because I'll visit more often.
It's very interesting.
Now the videos are available right now.
Yes, the videos are available through our website. You can also purchase one at the Miraculous Medal Shrine in Philadelphia, and you can get them on Amazon.com.
And right now you have the Miraculous Medal Shrine. Let's see, what else do you have? National Shrine?
Actually, just the Miraculous Medal Shrine is the one that we're coming out with now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The next one, we've got a preview for our next show on our website, which is going to be the St. Catherine Drexel Shrine here in the Philadelphia area. And then after that, we're going to do the St. Rita of Gracia National Shrine, which is also here in Philadelphia. So we're starting locally, and then we're kind of branching out.
Now, our good friend Mike Ballou from the band Rise is the one that hooked us up to talk to you. And are you using one of their songs in any of your videos?
They are in the Miraculous Metal Shrine. And it's actually kind of funny how we met Mike and Rise and actually all of the musicians that we're using. We met them all on MySpace.
Oh, that's fun.
That is funny.
Which is kind of cool. A lot of people kind of lament the frightful things that can occur online, and there are also some really amazing things that are happening online. There are a lot of Catholic communities, especially on MySpace, and so what we did was we went on MySpace, we found a lot of these Catholic musicians and are working with them to, you know, they're providing us with music to make the show, you know, very fun and vibrant, and, you know, we're providing them a different medium to you know, present their music to people who might not be familiar with them.
That's awesome. So what song did you use?
Oh.
Sing a song for
Jesus? Is this a pop quiz?
Yeah, I forget the name of the song.
Oh, that's really pretty.
All their songs are good.
It wouldn't matter, you know what I mean? They've got good music.
All their music is really
good.
It really is.
Right.
Whatever you chose, I'm sure it's perfect.
Nice plug for the band Rise.
That's right. Well, they deserve it. They work hard.
Yeah, Mike and I did, the band went over to Cologne, Germany last World Youth Day. Mm-hmm. And we set up a website called World Youth Day Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they would send back audios from every day.
It was nice.
And it was so nice.
You guys have been doing a lot of great things together.
Yeah, it's fun. And today we still haven't met face to face, but
met his mother, met his brother.
Yeah, we went to dinner with his mom and brother.
Went to dinner with his mom and his brother, Slev, and met him face to face. He lives way out yonder in California.
Yeah.
One of these days we hope to get out there.
Now your husband's helping you with these, correct?
He is. He's the camera, sound, light man. So we're a two-man production team. You know,
good.
He does the a lot of the, you know, the shooting and the lighting and the sound, and I do pretty much everything else. So, but he helps me a lot. I mean, he's got a background in television production, and he's got a background in marketing as well. So both of those come in extremely handy.
Very much so.
I'll tell you what, I was watching the previews this morning, and they look great. I mean, it looks like there's more than two people working on these.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. I mean, we are, like it or not, you know, part of or influenced by the MTV generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a real high expectation for production values nowadays. You know, we like a lot of beautiful visuals. We like a lot of fast-moving, you know, not too fast-talking, but, you know, a lot of great information that's supported by really good facts. And so what we're doing is we're trying to present that to people, to appeal to the youth, and we're also trying to appeal to people of all ages, you know, because we are very faithful to the magisterium of the church. But, you know, we're shooting in high definition, and pretty soon, once the world gets used to the concept of high def, we're going to be selling our DVDs in high def as well.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. I love high definition.
I know.
It's like watching a movie at your home.
Yeah,
it is.
It's really awesome. And, you know, when you start looking at some of these images as well, it just blows your mind how gorgeous they are
High def. Yes, very much so. Yeah, that's great that you're using such beautiful art to minister to everybody. And, yeah, like you said, whether we like it or not, the MTV has been very influential. And I really do like it when we can put a spin on that and put it in a positive direction, especially for our youth who really do appreciate visual beauty, you know. And the Catholic faith, it doesn't have to be boring. You know, it can be fun and interesting, and it is very beautiful. We have so many there's so much to offer through the Catholic Church. I mean, like these beautiful shrines.
Like what you're doing, Diana. I mean, you're bringing out all the treasures we have within our country, within our own borders.
Yeah. We're just trying to shine a light on these places and, you know, show people that they exist. And they really are amazing. I mean, some of the art that we've seen will just blow your mind. And
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, some of these churches, too, it's great because on the outside they really kind of look, you know, very inconspicuous.
Oh, exactly.
And you go inside and it's like, wow.
Well, that's true. Yeah, to drive by, you know, Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine in Euclid, Ohio, you could just drive by it and not even know it exists. You have to drive up that hill. Okay, and then you see the little gift shop, and then you move beyond that, and then you just can't believe it. It's like well up into the hills, you know, and you don't see that from the street. You could just drive by it and miss it, and I'm sure I have, you know, growing up in the area, and it wasn't until my brother discovered it that we all started going.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to find these treasures that we have. Now, as far as like what you're doing, I mean, have you gotten any response from people?
What do you mean?
As far as people liking it or?
Oh, well, we just sent out a bunch of DVDs, like advanced copies to people to review. But the feedback that we've been getting is all like everybody's just loving that it's really interesting. And we actually got a comment from a producer not too long ago who was saying, wow, you know, this looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. And what are you using? And I can't believe that it's just two of you. And, you know, that's the great thing. I mean, I kind of feel like it's not two of us because I really see the hand of God
in
this, you know,
yeah.
in the writing of the scripts. You know, certainly, I mean, it's not like, you know, anything is taking over my body and, you know, typing in these words.
Right.
But whenever I do research or I write the script or we go and shoot, we always try to pray, you know, God,
right.
What do you want us to say?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want us to show? What do you want us to bring out in these shrines?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you know, when I look at these shows, I think, oh, my gosh,
mm-hmm.
this is really cool. I can't
yeah.
believe this is something that came from me. And
yeah.
and I really, you know, I feel like it didn't entirely.
Right. Well, yeah,
so.
That God is in control. He's running
yeah.
the show, really. We're
yeah,
just his
so
instruments.
It's, me and David and mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's great. Now, how long are the DVDs, approximately?
The first DVD that we're doing is about 25 minutes.
Okay.
That's the feature presentation, and then we've got a lot of bonus features. One of the cool things about the Miraculous Medal Shrine is that they have a perpetual novena to Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, which has been going on for more than 50 years. And we actually shot that and included that as part of the bonus footage so that if people come to the shrine and if they go to the novena and they want to continue it, they can actually take the DVD home and pray the prayers with everybody. And it's got, like, all of the subtitles so that you can know what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really cool.
It is.
And, of course, we've got outtakes. And
oh, boy. The bloopers, huh?
Other fun things.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I love
Mini
those.
Bloopers.
I love those.
Bloopers.
Yeah.
That would be our whole EWTN as well once you get these going. I mean, that would be kind of a neat
yeah,
outlet.
Yeah, well, we're actually pitching the show to a number of television stations, kind of saying where God wants it to be.
Good.
We're actually also pitching it to the Travel Channel.
Because we kind of figure,
you know, the greater the audience,
mm-hmm.
You know, we really want to appeal to not only faithful Catholics, but Catholics who don't know a lot about their faith,
exactly.
as well as non-Catholics.
That's
you know,
right.
because I think that Catholics who don't know a lot about their faith might not be watching EWTN.
That's
they might
very true.
Be watching something like the Travel Channel or PBS.
Sure.
And if we're able to reach them through that conduit, we can show them, you know, like I said, that there are some really cool things that, you know, they might want to start exploring.
That's very true.
Bring those fallen
That's
away
great.
Catholics back home, and that would be a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. I mean, if everybody mm-hmm. will keep us in their prayers to see
oh,
where,
definitely.
Because yeah, we've actually started sending out the pitch letters, and hopefully we'll see where we end up.
Excellent. And the website, again, is www.thefaithfultraveler.com. All one word, thefaithfultraveler.com. And I highly recommend checking that out because I see great things happening here, and it's only going to get better. I can just tell. I mean, the quality is there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen a big improvement in Catholic media. Like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with CatholicsComeHome.org. Have you seen
no,
it?
I don't think so. I might have been on their website. I've been on a lot of media websites
mm-hmm.
lately.
Well, check out their videos because they're putting together 1 and 2 minute commercials of high quality
wow.
Catholic evangelization tools that they're actually putting on television, and your
yeah.
quality is just as good. I mean, I watched that portion of the video. And it looks like I said, you have more than 2 or 3 people there. So.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So,
oh, well, I sent you a DVD, too, so you should probably get it tomorrow.
Oh, oh great.
Well, thank you.
Great. Well,
that's
we'll talk about
awesome.
It on the air. We'll just
yes,
keep plugging
we
away.
Yes, we will. We will.
Yeah.
And you just,
yeah, let me know what you think.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, we were talking to Diana Von Glahn from thefaithfultraveler.com. And, Diana, you know what? When you're ready to go for another one, why don't we hook up again?
Great, definitely. Just let me know when you're ready.
And I'll take
oh,
some
okay.
speech classes, and I'll make sure there's no earthquakes, and we'll have a great interview.
You're never going to know when there's an earthquake. Yeah. That you can't control. I'll get you in those speech
good.
Classes.
That's right.
Me too, for that matter.
Diana,
okay.
thank you
well,
so
thank
much
you,
for coming on.
Thank you, and God bless
well,
you and all
you
that you
me.
Do.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Diana Von Glahn from thefaithfultraveler.com. And,
how unique is that?
It's awesome. I mean, people got to go on there and just check it out. I mean,
yes.
their website, I see a lot of it's still under construction. I mean,
uh-huh.
they're just now underway, but you can just tell by what they've got going that it's
uh-huh.
it's going to take off.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
So they've got some new DVDs they're working on right now, and you can get the Miraculous Medal Shrine. And there's a lot of gems in our country.
We don't even know about them.
I mean, if you just go
but
into...
Go on there and take a look around, see what you find.
Yeah, go just go into the locations and just
mm-hmm.
see all the... Like in Pennsylvania, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Name off a couple of them.
14 places you can go. One is Basilica of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Wow.
That's out by Harrisburg. You got the Basilica of the National Shrine of St. Anne in Scranton. St. Jude's Church and Shrine in Chalfont. I'm not sure where that's at, but you can click on these.
We gotta get a map.
Well, you can click on these, and it'll actually take you to if they have a website. If they have a website,
okay,
it'll take you right to them. And then they got the National Shrine of St. John Newman. That's just in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they even have Catholic Family Land on here because there's so much to do down there in Bloomingdale.
Yeah.
Down by Steubenville.
We've been there.
Yeah, just some of these saints, I can't pronounce their names, but I mean, they're sitting right in our own backyard. And
isn't that wonderful?
There's
really something to do every weekend, just about. I mean, if you can afford it, you know, to go out just to check it out. That's not that far.
Yeah, strengthen your faith by just, you know, as Neil Zirker
something
would say, the one tank trip. Remember
that's
Neil Zirker?
Right, yeah.
There you go. So
yes,
you're saving. Save on the gas. But there's a lot in Northeast Ohio. I mean, there's even one in Youngstown. So check that out, thefaithfultraveler.com. And, you know, hey, maybe even grab a DVD from them and help support their ministry, because I'm sure that the sales are what's
going
to support them to continue what they're
going.
Doing. So
Right. Pick
up the Miraculous Metal Shrine DVD, and maybe we'll even, if you want to order one, we could probably get it here at the bookstore as well if you don't have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop up to St. Michael's Bookstore and talk to Michelle later today.
Or Gary.
No, I won't be here.
You will too.
I'll be hiding
part
in the
of the fixtures here.
Yes, that's true.